Call the meeting to order, ask that you please stand and join us for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, Dave?
Let me approve the minutes.
I'm sorry, yes, please, if you will.
Move to approve the minutes.
Second.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon absent. Commissioner Furman?
And I'd like to make a motion to excuse our Commissioner Dixon.
Second.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes. Okay, Dave, you're up.
Okay, I have a right-of-way dedication plat for approval this morning. It's approximately 4.4 acres of ground in Liberty Township. This is for the roadway improvements at Kyle Station Road and State Route 747. This was submitted by the Butler County Engineers Office.
Move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Mr. Dixon absent. Commissioner Furman?
Yes. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks.
Do you have anything before we go into?
No.
Tim, communications, please.
Certainly. Under travel and training, we have 7 requests today for your consideration. First is Victoria Robertson, Clerk of Courts, Ohio State Bar Foundation Annual Meeting, $292, Dublin, Ohio. Next, Carla Estep from Butler County Sheriff's Office, Emergency Medical Services Training, $415, Zaneville, Ohio. Next, from Building and Zoning, Bill Bossinger, Mr. Ivers, Rutherford, Callahan, Adams, and Damon to attend IBC Special Mix Occupancy Training, Sharonville, Ohio, $240. Building and Zoning, Jacobs, Nusky, and Grizzle, IBC Special and Mixed Occupancy Training, $120, Sharonville, Ohio. Next, James Manley and Wendy Savino, Sex Offender Management Series Special Populations Training, $206, Columbus, Ohio. Next, Honorable Judge Noah Powers, Common Pleas, Economics Institute for Judges Training, $521, Chicago, Illinois. Next, Jeff Weber, Workforce One Investment Board. The training is the AFL-CIO Rapid Response Program, $500, Columbus, Ohio. Next, as we get into transfers and finance, number one and two on your list are various transfers within accounts within the general fund involving the maintenance department, record center, economic development, criminal justice. All the transfers result in no increase in the budget for the general fund. Number three is a reclass between accounts in order to set up a proper account for a debt service payment. Number one here. We have a different numbering sequence. We have a general fund transfer of $5,000 to the VOCA grant for the sheriff and the prosecutor, $5,000 and $6,500 respectively. That represents the local match for those particular grants. Number four on your list is a decrease in budget for the auditor's BMV fund in the amount of $48,104 for excess budget due to staff cuts and lower license plate sales. Number five, CSEA, is requesting a reclassification between accounts, $1,000, in order to increase their supply account. No overall budget change, just a transfer. Next is also a transfer reclassification in the motor vehicle fund. You know, as the engineer transfers excess fund dollars to the Hamilton Mason roundabout project due to higher than anticipated material cost. Page two, number item, we have a reclass or transfer between accounts for the SVAA grant fund number 1363, in order to reallocate unused funds. Number eight, workforce development fund 1782, we have a $5,500 transfer into the travel account due to increased mileage reimbursement cost. Finally, under Metro Parks, we have a net increase in their overall budget of $1.2 million. This is in relation to the financed the project that they had for acquisition of property. Now, as we move on to the county care facility, we have one county care facility action. And that is a transfer in accounts of $26,000 to enable the repayment of an advance that the county care facility had received from the general fund. We next have a amended certificate of estimated resources or revenues for the following funds and amounts. Shelter plus care account grant fund, 1198, $2,500,000. Job and Family Services Fund 1780, $740,000. The Fairfield Ridge RID Fund 1904 for $71,196. Walden Ponds RID Fund 1905, $27,098. The Butler Regional Airport Fund 4900 at $485,240. Metro Parks Fund 6100 for $1.2 million. Next, you're asked to approve the creation of new funds. These are new funds to account for some of the transactions that we just approved or considered. First is to set up three new special revenue funds: Fund 1198 for the Shelter Plus Care Grant, Fund 1199 for the Neighborhood Stabilization Grant. I think that is the HUD grant that is coming down the $4.2 million for foreclosure issues. And then finally, Fund 1365 for the NADDI grant. Also, to establish two new bond retirement funds. One is Fund 3111, the Cox Road bond retirement. Next is Fund 3112, the University of Point bond retirement. Finally, to set up three new agency funds. Fund 6019 for EMA for equipment grant. Fund 6021. That's 6021 for EMA portable radio grant, and then Fund 6371 for homestead exemption. As we move on to personnel, there are 17 personnel actions for you to consider today. First, to accept and place on file the Job and Family Services payroll September 27th to October 10th. This payroll has been reconciled back to previously approved legislation. Next is to hire an Elizabeth Showman as Unit Support Worker 2, bilingual, collective bargaining unit position in Job and Family Services at a rate of $13.79 per hour, effective November 3rd. Next is a promotion of Michelle Morris in Children's Services, a collective bargaining unit, in a position of Social Worker 3 at a rate of $16.83, a 6.3% increase effective 10/22. Next is to approve a step increase for Emily Sabin, collective bargaining unit member in Children's Services, in a position of Social Services Worker 4 to $20.30, a 3.3% increase effective October 11th. Next is a promotion of Samantha Williams, collective bargaining unit member in Children's Services, to the position of Social Services Worker 3 at a rate of $16.83, a 6.3% increase effective October 22nd. Next is the promotion of Susan Bond, collective bargaining unit member in Children's Services, being promoted to Social Services Worker 3 at a rate of $17.50 an hour, a 6.3% increase effective October 15th, 2008. Next, we have a step increase for Kathleen Daniel, collective bargaining unit member, she is a Social Services Worker 4 in Children's Services, an increase to $21.59, a 3.3% increase effective October 16th. Next, for your approval, is a comp time payout of $190.10 to John Creedon, a collective bargaining unit member in Children's Services. Next is a license pay adjustment for Erin Holbrook. She is a Social Services Worker 3 in Children's Services to the rate of $20.44, a 4% increase, and this is for successfully passing the licensure exam. Next is a reassignment of Caitlin Bassano, collective bargaining unit member in Children's Services, to Social Services Worker 4 at a reduced rate at $22.18. Next is a transfer of Lisa Cook. This is a transfer between account codes within Job and Family Services. Next is a reclassification of Shannon Glendon in Job and Family Services to Social Services Worker 3 at a reduced rate of $21.18 effective October 18th. Next is a reclassification of Yvonne Howard, Children's Services, to Family Resource Specialist at a rate of $15.29 effective October 18th. Next, reclassification of Amy Manley, Children's Services, to the position of Social Service Supervisor, $29.45 per hour effective October 18th. Next is reclassification of Nicholas Filippini in Children's Services to Social Services Worker 3 at a reduced rate of $22.43 effective October 18th. Next, we have an employee that's employed as a family resource specialist in Children's Services that will be separating from employment due to abolishment of the position in Children's Services. Finally, in personnel, we have to amend a previously entered resolution for wastewater collections manager. Temporary classification was to be for September 11th through September 15th, 2008. As we move on to Job and Family Services, we have a request to advertise for bids for the audio transcription service. I believe this is a transcription service that has been in a pilot program within Children's Services that allows caseworkers to dictate case notes into a transcription bank. You also have before you to approve a child care contract with Caring Loving Daycare Center, November 1, 08 to October 31, 09, in the amount of $56,500. You're asked to approve a child care contract with Trenton Teachable Times, October 1, 08 to September 30th, 09, $4,100. You're also requested to approve a child care contract with Kitty Campus, November 1, 08 to October 31, 09, in the amount of $92,600 even. You're requested to approve an amendment for a contract with Tender Hearts Child Development for a name change in that entity to Hickory Dickory Tots, LLC. This is their facility at 8633 Cincinnati Columbus Road. There's another amendment for Tender Hearts Child Development for the name change to Hickory Dickory Tots, LLC. For their location at 8651 Cincinnati Columbus Road. Next, you have a contract with Community Behavioral Health for October 1, 08 to September 30th, 08 for a maximum of $128,185. This is a contract to that's referred to as a mom and dad's program. Its targeted population is low income or unemployed or underemployed at-risk families to provide parenting counseling, counseling to manage problems in work and family with the overall goal to obtain and retain and maintain employment. Another, you're asked to approve another contract with Community Behavioral Health the period October 108 to September 30th, 09, along with the HIPAA requirements, up to for a maximum of $195,048. This is an outreach program in order to market and make people aware of that Medicaid assistance is provided. It's through the Healthy Start, Healthy Family program. You know, basically, they market the availability of Medicare or Medicaid in order to make people aware of that they can utilize and get medical benefits through this process. The particular contract process not only markets and outreach and does presentations, but they actually process the applications, determine eligibility, track cases. You know, the benchmarks that we look at here is what percentage of the applications that are processed or approved. They maintain over an 80% approval rating. And then we also look at timely processing of reapplications whenever the reapplication is needed. Next contract of Job and Family Services again. This is with the Forensic and Mental Health Services, November 108 and October 30th, 09, for assessment and evaluation services for up to $12,000. This allows assessment and evaluation of people in the Adult Protective Services area, basically with an effort to enable people to stay in their homes and try to determine at a point where it may be desirable for them to become a ward of the state. You have another contract in front of you to approve, which is a Alice P. Lynn, PhD, period of October 15th, 08 to June 30th, 09 for counseling realignment services up to $33,900. This particular contract will be used to develop staff training and develop staff in the objective to maintain children in their home environment. This particular program or model was used starting in 2005 in Hamilton County. And Hamilton County have experienced some cost-effective care costs for some of their foster care people. This particular program or training helps set up or helps ID and classify people according to their situation in an effort to overall effort to maintain children in their homes. Next, you have a contract from Children's Services for the Strategy Group for Media, September 108 to June 30, 09 for media services up to $23,000. This is a contract funded by incentive dollars from the state of Ohio, specifically for foster and adoptive parent recruitment. And that is the goal, to increase foster and adoptive care population. Now, as we move on to the next section, which is the Water and Sewer. Water and Sewer requests to advertise their bids for the Shaker Creek Relief Sewer. They also request to advertise bids for the Big Monroe Parallel Force Main. They would like you to approve a one-year extension to a contract with Belmont Park Environmental Laboratory for analytical services. They request you to approve a contract contract amendment with KZF Design Group for engineering services, increasing their contract from $30,450 to $33,080 in conjunction with a water main project. Next, they request you to release a one-year maintenance bond for the Heritage Spring Cottages. Also to request a release of a one-year maintenance bond for another section of Heritage Spring Cottages. They would also like you to release a performance bond for public water and sewer line extensions to DCT Industrial Union Center Commerce. Water and Sewer would also like you to approve a installment plan certifying $6,536 be paid by a resident at 2345 Hamilton Middletown Road under the installment policy. So we move on to the engineer. Janeer requests you to award a contract for the transportation maps for 2009 to Ingalls Guide, Inc. in the amount of $61,900. Engineer also requests you to approve and execute a contract with John R. Jerkison for the widening of Tylersville Road in the amount of $543,916. You're also requested to approve an agreement with Tetra Tech for engineering services for Hamilton Mason Road and Maud Hughes Road improvements for services not to exceed $248,263. They asked you to approve an amendment or approve an agreement with JF New for installation and one-year maintenance of a rain garden in the amount up to $3,743. They also asked you to cancel a sidewalk maintenance bond with Walden Ponds, cancel another sidewalk maintenance bond with Summerhill, and then grant authorization to contract with Duralast Roofing through the state cooperative program for to clean and re-roof and membrane the office and garage location at the engineer's office in the amount of $151,359. The engineer also asks you to approve an allocation of funds from the permissive motor vehicle tax fund to the city of Trenton in the amount of $56,496 for paving in the city. Now, as we move on to miscellaneous, we have two items for your consideration. First is to advertise for bids for various classes of maintenance workers in order to contract for small jobs that are beyond the capabilities of the maintenance department. And then finally, you're requested to request a reimbursement to Lana Benton for cakes for anniversary services for the as employee recognition in the amount of $36. And then finally, under payment request, you're requested to approve 213 requests for payment that we have presented to you in your pre-meeting booklets for your review.
Tim, what's the engineer's request for a rain garden?
What that is, it's in conjunction with stormwater management. A rain garden, basically all it is a depressed area that is intended to absorb some of the runoff from impervious surfaces.
Okay.
I was prepared for that question.
Yeah. All right. Move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes. Happy to say that we've been staying on top of the animal shelter, and we finally have a preliminary schedule for construction, and it appears that it should be completed by the second week of April. I have a copy of that for the news media, if you wish, Josh. But happy to see some activity out there and things starting to progress. It's been a long time getting here, and we're very frustrated, but we're very happy to see it moving. So, do you have anything?
Nope. Move to adjourn.
Second.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.